Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, USC All-American and NFL offensive tackle, and founder of B3 Foundation, Zach Banner.
Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, Lola Christine. I am Mark Lejeune, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
So, Zach Banner indeed is our interview guest. And actually, I looked him up on Wikipedia. One of the first things it said is his nickname is the Hulk. And I got a visual, but it didn't match what I was. Right. He's must be a big guy, right? I'm learning about him. I'm talking to him, and I'm like, Hulk. Like, this guy seems to be like such a gentle, kind, compassionate guy. But okay, so he's a big guy, so they call him the Hulk. But I kept reading, and in high school they named him Big Daddy, and then the Diesel. And I'm like, what? Okay. Like, seriously. I was having a moment of, okay, I get it. This is an NFL player. I mean, that's important. And at the same time, like, the things that Mark was focused on when he's like, wow, we want to invite this guy on the show. And as Dorothy and I were looking into the information, she sent me some information. Look what he's done. Look at his foundation, this and that. And I'm like, yeah, like there's something else that's big about this guy. And that's gotta be his heart. It's interesting, as I was learning more about him, he was doing things that is doing things that people do like later on in life, like after they've established their career, after they've made a lot more money, after they're kind of like, okay, now I need publicity, so let me start a foundation and I'll lend my name to this or something like that. He started a foundation like almost right out of the chute, and he's not just lending his name, he's out there like actually mentoring people. And one of the most beautiful things I've read, actually, that just really struck me was the vision statement for his organization. Like I've read a lot of vision statements and mission statements, but it's written in the present, and it says, all children grow up in communities in which they are supported by mentors, have safe spaces to learn and recognize their worth and potential. Wow. So as I'm like looking at all this, you maybe know him from NFL, you maybe know him from the viral video, a couple of them actually. There's one where he's like running over everybody. There's another one when he's speaking up against an injustice. And so he has said all these things, again, early on in his career, like being authentic and present. And so I'll end with this. And I thought, whoa, like there's a video where evidently he turns, talks about the kids, and he says, hey, I got your back. That's my job as Zach Banner moving forward. And I thought, how many of us have ever said that to anybody? So I don't know. Is it okay? Is it fun to talk about? Is he okay with it? I hope so. People are talking about his size, but if we're gonna do that, let's add this to the equation. Let's talk about his really big heart too.
Every once in a while, you have that moment where you come across somebody and they change your day just from their presence, and that was how I met our guest. Working out one morning and doing the elevations, and we acknowledged each other, and it was a bright smile and some knuckles, and I went on my way, and off in the distance I heard him championing the guys that he was training with, and it was almost like the voice in my conscience, and I had to go back and introduce him, and that was the beginning of unfolding a hopefully a lifelong friendship, but definitely admiration for everything he's up to.
Well, admiration indeed. Actually, there was one thing I wanted to mention. You just reminded me that there was a title that worked for me, because it worked for me. And that was one that they gave him in high school when they honored him as most inspirational player. He is our interview guest, USC All-American, NFL offensive tackle, and president and founder of B3 Foundation. Welcome, Zach Banner, to the Life Changes Show.
Mark, Filippo, thank you guys for having me. Such kind words for barely knowing each other, but it means the world, and obviously you guys are good at your job from finding enough fine detail to figure out the embarrassing early high school nickname Big Daddy. I don't know where that was from, the high rope, Filippo. I don't know what archive we got that and who wrote that in my Wikipedia, but I don't claim that one, but I claim the other ones. I'll tell you that. And also, too, when you say I'm running people over, can you please clarify that it takes place on the football field?
Yeah, yes.
That was a hell of a first sentence, Filippo. I'll tell you that right now. It says he runs people over. There's a viral video of him running people over.
And that's our show.
Hey, hold on. Yeah. Welcome to our show, Zach Banner. Thank you. Brought to you by State Farm.
And funny too. You gotta have humor, right?
You have to, right? It makes people smile, brightens up rooms. If it's going to be any kind of day, just like I met Mark, it's gonna be energetic and it's gonna have purpose. So it's kind of a lifelong motto.
So speaking of lifelong and speaking of life, as I was like tuning into, like, this guy has, like, you bring a history to the moment. Like there's a depth to you, and in many respects, and one of them I found interesting, like there's a lineage, and you're strongly connected to a couple different lineages actually, but one in particular struck me as, oh wow, I know nothing about this and I'd love to learn something from him. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think you're talking about my Guam roots, right? My mom's,
yes,
side. Yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's quite easy. My mom's from the island of Guam, in particular, the village of Dedido. She grew up on the island until she was 16 and then moved to the States to go to high school out here. My grandparents were divorced, but she just basically had me out here, and I was born out here stateside in Seattle, Washington at UW Hospital, and I grew up in Tacoma my whole life, and I was baptized in our family's church, where we also, you know, it's been our family's church for forever. And when I was a baby, and I went when I was six, but then it was an unfortunate situation to have to go back when I was in college, but to go back to an island full of fans from when I was at USC, simply because my grandfather, who passed away, that was the reason why I had to go out there. He used to just brag about me, man. Like, you gotta realize the island of Guam is a U.S. territory, but it's some places stuck in the early 2000s, and one of that is the level of football. So obviously I was born stateside. Obviously, you'll find out in Micronesia, Chamorros and Micronesians are not as tall and big and strong as Polynesians. Different types of people, just the same body of water. It's a much larger body of water than people realize. So my black side is the reason why I'm 6'9", but I definitely have a really, really deep understanding and love for my island. And that's kind of just what made me a partial commitment of not only dedicating my life and community work to the island of Guam and its status of football and its status of lifestyle moving forward and education, but also, you know, the city of Tacoma where I grew up. We did not grow up with money at first, but my parents earned it. They're both educators. My dad was at first a high school actually a high school level at a correctional facility. He was a high school PE teacher. And then my mom, when he was going to school, and my mom was a student teacher, and she ended up becoming a teacher and then an assistant principal, and she's now a principal of a middle school. And my dad, a couple years of doing the high school teaching and getting his master's, he ended up becoming an assistant principal, and then he was a principal for like 15 years, and now he's the superintendent of his school district. So education was extremely important, but I was blessed to grow up in the amazing city of Tacoma, not in the best part. And the city of Tacoma is definitely a middle-class town that I don't really like calling it a town, because it's a sizable city, but expectations there aren't always high. But the expectations in our house for school and sports were to the sky. And I think being my parents' first child and having to lead my little brother and sister, who are both adults now, I just always wanted to set an example, but I always wanted to be like my dad. And like I told you, he was a PE teacher at a boys' correctional facility. Okay. That's like, that's the kind of guy he is. And that was definitely at home. There was no affiliations with gangs. There was no association with drugs. If school wasn't taken care of, sports would be affected. That was my punishment. But fortunately, I didn't have a life of crime. I didn't have a history of that. I had a history of standing up for myself and growing up tough. But at the same time, having a big heart, it was pretty much easy when you were 5 foot in the second grade. Felipe wants to keep measuring my size. I mean, I've just been the biggest guy in the room my entire life. But with that also comes a responsibility of not trying to use it as an enforcer, but someone to try to encourage and inspire. Captain at all levels. I'm not saying that to boost my own ego. I say that to just tell you the kind of guy that I am. So being a leader and stepping up for my communities and taking ownership of those communities is something extremely easy for me. I think it's an expectation for anybody, whether it's on the football field or it's Lola with a guitar when she slays later after I'm done with this. I think anybody can inspire. I think anybody can make the decision to lead or lead by example. You can be an introvert and not talk as well and look as good as me. But you can be one of those type of people that inspires with your actions and what you do. So there are no excuses.
Wow. So that's part of what's happening at Guam and these other cities that we'll talk about in a little bit, that it's not just about football, right? It's not that they're going to necessarily go off and make football their careers, but they're learning something else that you and your community partners are supporting them learn, right?
Right, right. We're just... you know, my football camp, my rookie season 6 years ago, 7 years ago, whatever that was the first football camp that they've ever had, organized football camp they've ever had on the island. But from a guest, don't get me wrong. They have camps themselves. They have a local high school coaching group that's working hard to try to elevate, and they work hard to win games. But they just don't understand how much the games change based off of resources and just TV time. You got to realize they're Super Bowl on Super Bowl Sunday for us. It's usually around 9 a.m. in Guam. They get the day off from school or they have a late start. So it's just the same thing with the World Cup turning on at 6 a.m. over here or 4 a.m. over here. Other places in the world have more important things. Rugby and soccer. And our soccer primarily are the biggest sports on the island. Like I tell and realize too, it's 2 hour flight off the coast of Japan. So that's how far it's 7 hour flight from the island of Hawaii. Hawaii is 5 hours from LA. So it's over a large body of water closer to Asia. It's one of those type of places that they live off of tourism and U.S. military. The U.S. military base there is one of the strongest in the Pacific. And it's for the right reasons. And that's, my grandfather was a veteran, was a part of that. And I just, yeah, I'm proud to be Chamorro. That's for sure.
Thank you for sharing some of that. Like a lot of us don't necessarily know, especially about Guam and the islands and the culture. You not only support students in Guam, you do in Los Angeles and Tacoma, as you mentioned, right, and greater Seattle. What I liked is that you said all in your vision statement, all children grow up in communities. So it feels like this is going to grow, or others can learn and do, and maybe some others are already doing. But why those cities? I think it's interesting why you picked those cities.
Oh, well, it's easy. Obviously, I'm born and raised in the city of Tacoma in the greater Seattle area. My island roots to Guam. My mom's side, that's definitely important to me. Because that's the only culture that I know. Proud to be a Black man in America, but definitely proud to be a Chamorro, that's for sure. Then obviously I went to USC. So my love for LA, where I met my wife and where we reside now, while I'm a free agent, that'll never disappear. And the responsibility of being a Trojan, you guys live in Southern California, and you could live, honestly, in Bangladesh, and you would know what a Trojan is. And that's just we're worldwide. You know what I mean? So, oh, I've had to be a part of that network.
I've had to be a part of the
many times. There you go. Hopefully, you're on the right side of that. Hopefully, you're happy when we score.
And you know, as soon as I started, my hands started going, and you know what I'm talking.
Watch the fan above you. Watch the fan above you.
There is actually a fan above me. That's pretty funny. I'm like, wait, how does he know that?
You're good. Turn your front porch light off when you're done too.
So, you know, actually you were in an interesting fraternity there. Like you have
Zeta Beta Tau. Zeta Beta Tau.
Right. It seems like each step along the way you have made choices or landed yourself in like either a major learning, a major growing, or a major learning and growing for everybody else that's around you.
Well, Filippo, let's make me human a little bit, okay? I went to a private school in Los Angeles where I went for free, but other people paid upwards of $70,000 a year to go there. So it's either expensive or you need to get the school paid for. And with that being said, fraternity life at USC is definitely more Greek than it is even. When I say that, there's not as many Black fraternities in West Coast schools as there are in the South and other places that I was recruited. So I wanted to make sure that if it was ultimately between USC and Oklahoma, I did not plan on staying home at the University of Washington. And if I would have went to the University of Oklahoma, I probably would have pledged a Black fraternity. And it was one of those types of things, man, where Zeta Beta Tau approached me when I had gone to like a rush type event, with a friend who was pledging a different fraternity, and they had, introduced it as a multicultural frat. And even when I pledged and decided to pledge and I found out it was National Jewish Fraternity, I really didn't understand the importance of that. And it didn't really matter to me. And when I say that, I don't mean it with putting it to a side, because there is an importance to Jewish fraternities. And for those who don't know, the Jewish men and women had troubles in the early 1900s and throughout the 1900s of, pledging and getting accepted into these social fraternities and sororities. So they created their own houses amongst themselves in the early 1900s. Same reason why Black fraternities also created their own institutions and Black colleges throughout the country. So there is an importance to that. But when I pledged, I was just a young 18-year-old kid trying to pledge a brotherhood and be a part of something and do something outside of football and use it as a network and all the things that come with being in a fraternity. So I am proud to be a Zeeb, and it is something that is with me forever. I'm forever in the brotherhood. And it's definitely a great experience at USC. I loved it.
You know, this is a great experience already, and I look forward to getting to chat with you a little more when we come back after this break. But B3Foundation.org, and that's B like boy and three like the number, B3Foundation.org. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, and we're going to talk to Zach Banner more when we come back. After that, we're going to have our Ask Dorothy segment, and then we're going to be joined by Lola Christine, our singer-songwriter performance guest, all on the Life Changes Show Online Edition right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They are dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtorg and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi meditation. Phi meditation helps you harness the power of I am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi beads at phibeads.com. That's phibeads.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back, and our guest is USC All-American, NFL offensive tackle, and president and founder of B3 Foundation, Zach Banner. By the way, we've titled this episode the tagline of the foundation. This is our episode 773. We missed it by one number because 72.
You had one opportunity to make it perfect and you messed the moment up. Filippo's fired. Let's replace him.
But that tagline is the name of our episode, Bringing Together, Building Together, Better Together. Wow.
I will say, though, this, Filippo, it is 73 is a near and dear number to my heart. That was my high school and college number. Only reason why I didn't have 73 in with the Steelers and in the league is because of Ramon Foster, 13-year veteran. He's definitely older than 13. I tell him that all the time. He's an old retired man now. He had 73 when I showed up. So 73 is good.
So we had it right.
72 would be great. That's the present. You're still fired.
So, you know, I was ready to say Zach for president, bringing together, building together, better together. These are powerful words, and they're not just words to you. What is the inspiration behind here? Because I feel like We need this in every area of our communities.
Having a nonprofit organization, you guys, your podcast being an organization of itself, you know how it is. This world is networking. I literally met Mark through his great networking skills. That's the bringing together part. Meeting people, meeting other organizations that we love working with and partner with and have the same type of mission that we do. Getting donors that respect our work, love our work. We not only do backpack drives, we've done COVID kits over COVID. We've done a lot of great things, but probably the best thing that we've done and the most important thing that we've done outside of changing individuals' lives and mentoring people and having great mentees back in our communities, that we represent is right now we have two kids that we have under scholarship, the Ron and Vanessa Banner Scholarship Fund, which is named after my parents. We give out $40,000 commitment, $10,000 a year for 4-year commitment. We have two amazing women who, Mimi and Denise, you can check them out on our website. Like you said, b3foundation.org. They're great mentees. One of my staff members and longtime friends, lifelong friends, is actually more of a mentor for them. Her name's Sarah Bergstrom. She works in the nonprofit world back in Seattle. But one of the most important things that she does is she stays in these girls' lives and other girls and other people, applicants who did not get the scholarship, but we keep in contact with through our organization. So this bringing together and building together and better together, that's our motto. And it's simple. That's usually how life is, networking.
Mm. Mm. Well, speaking about how life is, there are times when life doesn't go the way we think we want it, or, you know, especially when we're out there doing our best or trying to help people, and if things don't go the way we want to, how do you, I know how you answered this was so great, so I just have to ask you on the show, how do you handle that kind of adversity?
Well, I mean, I'm probably in the most adverse time in my life right now. For the last year and a half, two football seasons, I've been a free agent since my knee injury with Pittsburgh. And one of the things that I've learned from my experience in the 5 years in the league and also working for an amazing man and Mike Tomlin, the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, is we aren't looking for sympathy, but we are going to communicate well. And I think communicating well to you guys and just being honest, it is hard changing your schedule when you've been living a schedule and a routine your entire life. Not being in training camp and not being on a team is something that I've been doing since I was in second grade. There are people out there who are in and out of jobs, people there who've worked for places for 30 years and end up getting fired. There are different stories and different trials and tribulations that people have to deal with. We are not looking for sympathy. Allows yourself to, if you say that to yourself and you say that out loud, I am not looking for sympathy, but I'm seeking to communicate well. You need to communicate to those around you. I need to communicate to my wife when I'm having a bad day and I'm not doing well. And if I have a tone or an attitude or a mindset that might not seem approachable, I also need to fix myself, but I need to communicate that to my wife so she's on the same page as me, and vice versa when she's having a bad day. I think if people wake up with a purpose every single day of chasing a daily goal, a weekly goal, and also a yearly goal, and just an ultimate life purpose, happiness is found in what we enjoy. It is not in material things, and it is definitely not in money and finances. I can tell you that from experience. Happiness is purpose, period.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Filippo, there's many, many moments, man. Haven't been home around my family for the last decade. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not seeking sympathy, but over that time, you get these phone calls when you find out a grandparent died. Lost all four of my grandparents being away from home on this college and professional journey that I'm on. Those are some of the most gut-wrenching feelings, and people deal with that every single day in different types of ways and different types of stories. My inspiration to anyone who listens to this is to find that purpose regardless of the situation and get after it.
So I hear it now. What was the inspiration award in high school?
I don't even remember that, bro. Blame the CTE. Blame the CTE and the football brain.
Okay, it may come to you. In which case,
probably hanging up in my dad's office or my mom's office or somewhere back home.
It may come to you. You have our number anyway. So what I liked also that you added when we were talking earlier, character is important.
Yes, well, it's, man. Like I told you, I've been playing football since second grade and sports my whole life. Regardless of the success or the failures and the down moments, or even just coming home, being a big kid in elementary school and getting bullied and crying to my mom about it, she always told me that regardless of how successful you are in life, character is the number one thing. How you treat people is extremely important, whether it's the person in front of you giving you your coffee at Starbucks to your boss. How you treat people is really, really important. And I think being a bad person is toxic. I think youth and children are definitely someone who I spend time, if I see doing something bad or being rude, I'll definitely approach it as a 30-year-old man now in life. And I'm at that point in my life, right? I'm not a dad yet, but I give off dad vibes. If I see it from an adult, I just don't associate myself with it. Whether that's from a business level or even friends or family, being a bad person is really toxic. Being a good person is extremely hard to do. I accept that challenge. I love that challenge, actually, because it's easy if you practice it.
Wow. So yeah, you actually said, don't need to be the tough guy.
No.
Except
when I'm paid to do it. That's for sure. Yeah.
On the field.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a video of you running over a bunch of people.
Yeah. Yeah. On TMZ.
No, not on TMZ. All right. So Zach, how do we help you? How can we help you?
You
do
help
more
me.
Of what you're doing.
I think if any of the listeners or anyone on this show spends time in looking into my foundation and want to reach out and help any way, whether that's physical hands or as a donor, that would be a great response. But honestly, people can help me by continuing to find happiness in their day and bringing joy to you and in this group. Excited about the show after, because I heard Lola Slay a little bit earlier, so I think she's the star of today. But just brightening people's day, but like I said, check out the foundation and check out the work and keep your TVs on, because I definitely plan on playing again in 2024.
Nice. So b3foundation.org. Before we go, I do want to give a shout out to Chamorro, right?
Yeah, the Chamorro people. Yeah, the island of Guam, man. Yeah, you know what? You know how you could help me, Filippo? Go look up the island of Guam.
Nice.
And also plan a vacation, too. I'm sure you'd love it. Whenever you're feeling like going to an island, don't go to Hawaii. Fly to Hawaii and connect to Guam, or go to Tokyo and connect to Guam and enjoy a nice nice weekend. Let me know when you go out there.
Nice.
Maybe there's a live from Guam with Zach Banner event in our future one day.
Oh, we're definitely gonna have to do that on camera, and we're definitely gonna have some rum in our hands for sure. At least under the table.
Well, and I wanted to bring that up also because you are the first in an NFL draft, right?
I'm the first Shamora from the island of Guam to be drafted for sure.
Yeah, so more power to you.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you so much, Zach. This has been great. There's so much good here. Might have to like take out a couple of these clips and share them with the world because you showed your big heart, your big compassion, and couldn't be more grateful to you. Thank you so much, Zach Banner.
Thank you guys for having me.
Our pleasure. B3Foundation.org. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Susan, and I really need your help again. I'm still unemployed and very afraid, as I have only $20,000 left in my savings. I've been going to job interviews, but so far no one has hired me. My days and nights are filled with fear, worry, and doubts about my future. What can I do to change my life for the better?
My dear Susan, please be willing to step out of the fear, worry, and doubt zone and step into the faith, trust, and knowing zone, where you can become calm and take back control of your life. And let's not forget to thank the universe for the $20,000 cushion you've manifested. Remember, you haven't wanted to work in the kind of job you've been doing and applying for, and so it's time to redesign your life. You're experiencing almost the same thing that I went through in 1992. And as you know, you are a gifted healer and you love doing healing work. So this could be the perfect time for you to begin seeing clients in your home on a regular basis. You excelled when you took my energetic alchemy course and did some of the best healing work I've seen by others. You're a certified energetic alchemist and a Reiki master now, and it's time for you to have some cards printed and begin passing them out to your friends and at meetings of like-minded people. You can gift a couple of your close friends with a healing session and then ask for them to refer you to their friends and family. This is what I did long ago, and I'm blissfully happy with my healing practice and believe you will be happy too.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And we'll be right back with our performance guest, Lola Christine, here on the Life Changes Show Online Edition, right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorotheyDonahue.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show, broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back, and we're back on with our performance guest, singer, songwriter, Lola Christine. Welcome, Lola, to The Life Changes Show.
Thank you so much. I love what you're doing here.
Oh, thank you. And we love what you're doing and why you're on with us. And you're on a journey, and you know it.
Oh, yeah.
And you're writing about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really grateful to have the tool of songwriting on the journey.
You interestingly, we talked about the little girl with the big voice, and you say, you know, you're kind of becoming known as, and what was that?
Oh, the boho singing queen.
That I don't know why that made us both laugh, but it's fun, and it opens up for like almost anything can happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it feels kind of like an emergence out of, like, the little girl, you know, which, you know, as you'll hear in this new chapter that I just released, that is a big part of my transformation, is claiming my voice as a queen instead of a little princess, you know? Mm. That name... You know, a fan of mine gave it to me at a show randomly, and I was like, oh, I actually really like that. I'm gonna keep that.
Well, and so it is. Well, it, yeah. Is this the first public mention? Speaking of, you just released like a couple days ago, right?
Yes, on Friday.
Congrats. Very exciting. And you're releasing it in doses, right? Because you're doing like a song here and a song there, right? Not the whole album right away?
Exactly. I came up with the concept with my co-producer when we were trying to, like, you know, people say if you release singles, kind of waterfall them one at a time, it's better in the algorithm on Spotify and all that. But the way my album was structured, it's like there's these thematic sections that clearly like told a story like a book. And so the idea of releasing them as chapters with 2 to 3 songs in each chapter came, and it was just like, I don't think anyone's ever done that before, and why not? Let's try it out.
Okay, well, a very clever, and I thought it was interesting calling it chapters. There's a lot of interesting here, and I almost don't know what to ask first, but before we hear a song, I really liked your story about being in the choir. You feel like sharing that?
Sure. Oh, yeah. That was one of those moments, you know, For me, it was the beginning of where I am today. I was a really shy little girl, very, very quiet and timid. And I was in the church choir, and my choir director picked me to sing the big epic Christmas solo at Christmas Eve Mass. And that's a pretty big deal in the Catholic Church, you know, with like almost 1,000 people coming. So
yeah, if anybody knows, it's a big, yeah.
I was terrified and like, are you sure you want me to do that? Like, that's like the big song, you know?
Little old me.
Yes, exactly. And so I was shaking and so scared when I went up to the microphone that night. But once I opened my mouth, it was like the Holy Spirit took over my body, and it was like a transcendental experience, and I almost like blacked out for the whole thing until I hit the last note and, you know, finished off the song, and then everyone started applauding, and I was like, oh, that happened, that I'm done, you know. And the feeling of performing when you're really, you let yourself go and you let something bigger than you come in, that feeling was what got me hooked on music and performing.
And what a feeling. I know what you're talking about. And I also know what happened after that. So we could find you in church back then, and now we can find you in the wilderness.
Yes.
So yes. Tell us about that before we hear the song.
So we're currently on chapter 3 of my album release, and the last segment was the breakup segment. That was hard, you know, going through the desperation and clinging and all of that to the relationship, and then, you know, finally letting it go, working on forgiveness and wishing that person love moving forward. And now chapter 3 is where we are going into the depths of my own soul and finding fulfillment within instead of looking for it in someone else all the time. And that's what this song, it opens with the line, "You can find me in the wilderness, in my old forsaken home," like the place within myself that I abandoned for so long in pursuit of love on, you know, on the external. And so it's all about getting deep into the nitty gritty parts of myself and, you know, the inner demons, so to speak, that we don't like to look at or share with the world, and making friends with those parts and, you know, sleeping under the stars and really just getting back into the wild, natural woman that I am meant to be here.
Wow. Okay. So I want to get into the song, but I have to say, since there's such an interesting, intricate work here that you're doing. So the whole album is like recovery from a breakup, right? And that's the whole album concept. And then you mentioned forgiveness, and I realize we're in chapter 3, but I have to go back for a second. Mm-hmm. Before we hear the song, why is why is forgiveness so important?
Oh, it's everything. It's, I think, you know, the reason why we are sick is because we are wearing our pain and our grudges in our body. And until we like fully release these stories that we have about other people, we're going to be suffering and in pain. And I feel like in the process of a breakup, a lot of times we just want to like look back at that relationship and kind of write it off and say, you know, he was a jerk and he didn't treat me right and I'm just moving on, and be bitter about it. And in a way that's like easier, we think. But you're never really moving on, right? And so you're not healing, and you're continuing to bring that weight into your future relationships. And so the song "Wish You Love," which is the one that talks about forgiveness, it was really quite a gift that came in. You know, it didn't feel like I wrote the song. It was like God gave me the message of I need to work on forgiveness, and I need to let the anger and the pain that I felt be a fire that refines me so that I can actually wish this person love.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now I kind of wish we would have been able to play that too, but we don't have to wish. It's already out. You can go hear it. And gosh, at Life Changes Show, we have so many links on our website for Lola, Christine. Maybe what? musicoflola.com is the best place?
Yep, musicoflola.com, and on social media, it's all Music of Lola.
Oh, that's right. Instagram, Facebook. Oh, that's right. Okay, so there it is, and even on YouTube too. So there it is. Well, here is the pre-recorded song. We're going to get to hear Lola sing live in just a moment, but here is her pre-recorded song from her album. This is Lola's Find Me in the Wilderness here, pre-recorded on the Life Changers Show.
Forsaken home, with the skies above and a fire in my bones, I leave behind the lies I've told. You can find me in the wilderness, raising up the dream.
What's that?
The feisty one.
Lola Christine. out there in the wilderness for sure. So go to Music of Lola all over social media and musicoflola.com. So you're a lot country and a little bit surfer girl, I understand.
Oh, yeah.
Or a lot surfer girl. I don't know.
You know, this year hasn't been as good of surf, but I definitely love surfing. And the ocean is such a beautiful, healing place to be.
So you're in the wilderness and you're in the ocean and you're on all the charts. How's that?
I like it. Yeah.
What, well, you know, it feels to me like it's like we all need and a little bit of what you have to share in this next song. Because it's called Living for Myself. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we've got to figure out what that is. I mean, like, obviously it's not just about living for ourselves. Or is it for you? You tell me.
I'd say a big thing for me my whole life that got in the way of my happiness was being a people pleaser. You know, and just trying to always, you know, please people, worry about what they were thinking, feeling, and tiptoeing around that. And then you kind of lose touch with your authentic voice and your intuitive sense and who you're meant to be in the world because you are living for everyone else. And this song actually came to me after I had a meeting with a pretty important music manager who told me, you know, I don't think you know who you are, and the problem with you, like the reason you're not successful is because you're not like sticking to one genre, and if you just like stuck to one genre then you'd be successful. And at the time, like, I usually would take those meetings with these big time producers and managers like, oh, that's the word of God. Like, I need to listen to them because they know better than me and all of that. And I just remember in that moment, I was like, you know what? What's beautiful about me and what I create is that I spread across many genres, and that's who I am. I'm multifaceted. And I think everybody is. And when we try to just put someone in to this little box, you're like limiting them and taking away so much of the beauty of the multiplicity of colors that that person could offer in life. And so I came home from that meeting and sat down at the piano and wrote this song within like 10 minutes.
Wow.
One of those ones that just like, boom, it was the download. It just came in ready to be written.
And we're going to get to hear it live. And so here is, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Well, here is Lola Christine performing live on the Life Changes Show online, Living for Myself.
Here we go.
Tell me that you don't think I know who I am. Well, who do you think that you are? I am a canvas of many colors. You can't define me just by one. Maybe I'm a little bit angry sometimes, though I like to pretend I'm oh so sweet. Here you come and then you're seeing through my lies. Maybe it's finally time that I start living for myself again. Tired of jumping through iron hoops. I'm living for myself again. In a world trying to tell me what to do. Drifted away so far from my heart while I was kissing everybody's feet.
waiting for someone to rescue me. For love, I would do anything. Over and over, I betrayed myself, denying what I knew to be true. Well, now I gotta look in my own mirror, 'cause I'm the one that needs preaching to. Till I start living on myself again, I'm tired of jumping through iron hoops. I'm living for myself again, in a world trying to tell me what to do. Ooh, 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 ooh. Jumping through all your hopes, I'm living for myself again, in a world trying to tell me what to do. I'm living for myself again, yeah. I'm tired of jumping through all your hoops. I'm living for myself again, in a world trying to tell me what to do. Tell me what to do. Well, it's time that I play by my own rules. Yeah.
Yeah. Sing it, Lola.
Thank you.
Lola Christine. Wow. Music of Lola. Lola, where can we hear you live or see you live or both?
My schedule is online at musicoflola.com, and I play a lot in Orange County, but actually I'll be playing more in LA coming up here soon, because I'm actually moving to LA. That's a secret information that not many people know, but now everybody
knows. Now everybody knows. Okay. Thank you for breaking it on the Life Changes show. Well, Lola, well, all the best to you. I look forward to seeing you live in person, performing you and your big voice. What a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. This was awesome.
Ah, you're awesome. A big thank you to Lola Christine, and another big thank you to Zach Banner, our interview guest. And with that, that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer and co-host Mark Lejeune and our executive producer Dorothy Lee Donahue, I am your host Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.